Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two banks have collapsed, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. And this morning, President Biden's talking about the banking industry. The AP's Jennifer King.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is trying to reassure Americans there won't be a domino effect after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, saying the American banking system is safe and well-funded. Regulators announced Sunday that New York-based Signature Bank, with more than $110 million in assets, had also failed and was being seized. Regulators say depositors with both banks will be able to access their money today, including those whose holdings exceed the $250,000 insurance limit. The Fed also announced an emergency lending program that will allow banks that need to raise cash to borrow that money from the central bank. Another beleaguered institution, First Republic Bank, announced it had shored up its financial health with funding from the Fed and J.P. Morgan Chase. Jennifer King, Washington.
Did you see the Academy Awards show last night? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once was Best Picture. It won 7 awards in all, including Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh, the first Asian American to win that award.
I think this is something that we have been working so hard towards for a very long time. And tonight, we frigging broke that glass ceiling. I kung-fu'd it out and shattered it.
Thanks to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for the sound. Best actor was Brendan Fraser for The Whale. We are hearing the former President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, will testify today before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged and made on the former president's behalf. That from two sources. This morning, President Xi Jinping is calling for China to play a bigger role in managing global affairs. Two storms expected to hit both the West and the East Coasts over the next couple of days, beginning today. That from the Weather Service. This is AP News. The movie Scream 6 takes the top spot at the box office in its debut weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
I had this secret. There's a darkness inside of me.
Scream 6 earned $44.5 million in domestic ticket sales in its first weekend, according to studio estimates. It's the biggest debut for a Scream movie, and this is the first one in the franchise that does not star Neve Campbell. Last week's number one, Creed 3, drops to second. The sci-fi thriller 65 is number three. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is number four, with Cocaine Bear in fifth place.
Pope Francis is celebrating the 10th anniversary of his election as Pope today. Francis is 86 years old. He's backed off now, talking about retiring, and recently described the papacy as a job for life. He is history's first Latin American Pope. He was born in Argentina. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The winner for the best performance by a college basketball team in the regular season goes to Alabama. The Crimson Tide was awarded the top seed in the NCAA men's tournament shortly after Bama won the SEC championship over Texas A&M for coach Nate Oates.
Being the number one overall seed is great. It says what an unbelievable regular season we've had. You still got to go win the games.
Purdue, which won the Big Ten title Sunday, Houston, despite losing Sunday's American Conference title game, and defending champ Kansas were also given number one seeds in their respective regions. On the women's side, defending champion South Carolina is the top overall seed, with Stanford, Indiana, and Virginia Tech number one seeds in their regions. As for the pros, the West-leading Nuggets lost for the third straight game, 122-120 to the Nets, who outscored Mike Malone's team by 19 in the third quarter.
One quarter has cost us a game. In San Antonio, it was the second quarter. We gave up 42 points. And tonight, third quarter, 37-18.
Other NBA winners, the Knicks, Cavaliers, Pelicans, Thunder, and 76ers, who won their fifth straight over the Wizards. NHL, the Red Wings knocked off the Bruins 5-3 one day after losing to them in Boston. Dylan Larkin with a goal and two assists for Detroit.
Back-to-back games with the same team and the team that's on a record pace. And we had a great two games.
The Devils shut out the Hurricanes 3-0 to tie Carolina for first place in the Metropolitan Division as Jack Hughes scored a goal and assisted on the other two.
We want to be here, so we didn't know if we'd get here, but we're here, so we like where we're at.
Also victorious, the Golden Knights, Jets, Flames, and Predators. Golf, Scottie Scheffler regained the number one ranking by winning the Players' Championship by 5 shots on the fabled Sawgrass course.
Certain times you get into situations where you are just playing the golf course, especially when you build up a lead, and I didn't want to focus on a 4-shot lead. I wanted to focus on, you know, beating the course.
NASCAR, William Byron won his second straight cup race at Phoenix. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Gas prices are on the rise again. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is 8 cents higher than last week at $3.47 a gallon. Analysts think that this is a short-term hike since there's a recent drop in demand and in the cost of crude. Although prices are up from last week, they're down significantly from this time last year when gas cost more than $4.30 a gallon. There is some upward pressure, though, on pricing in the future due to the switch to the more expensive summer blend of gasoline that reduces emissions in higher heat. It's been 3 years since the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 coronavirus had spread to pandemic level, and health experts are pondering if it will ever go away. It was March 11, 2020.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
World Health Organization Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. In the U.S., the virus was spreading fast, first detected in a patient in Washington State January 18th, and infecting passengers on a cruise ship being held off San Francisco. Then President Trump announced travel restrictions and businesses began to close.
We will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus.
Researchers say although restrictions are gone and tracking information seems to have dried up, mostly due to politics, the virus looks like it's here to stay, and that new variants that emerge from anywhere threaten a more serious outbreak. Vaccines, immunity, and treatment drugs are keeping fatalities down, but some 900 people are still dying every day. The coronavirus outbreak, which began 3 years ago, killed 6.8 million people worldwide and 1.1 million in America. Educators around the country are expressing concerns for their school kids who are no longer getting free lunches as food prices are soaring. The Food Research and Action Center says the number of meals served in schools at the end of last year, when everyone was back from the pandemic, jumped dramatically. But now a federal program providing free lunches has ended, and there are new concerns about hungry children who will struggle trying to learn. The government says more than 9 million children in the U.S. are food insecure, and advocates worry that with reductions to pandemic-related food assistance programs for households and for schools, kids will go hungry in the next few months. The neediest children are eligible for free or reduced-cost meals, but there's an application process that might be unknown or difficult for parents. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.